I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content. Fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers. And you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate. And then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more brunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show. Tell a friend to tell a friend and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back! What's going on, man? I'm here super excited to be on the show, man. It's been a while. I did take some time off. Blessed to see my father turn 63, man. Shout out to my pops, Papa C. Marty. Shout out to Pops, man. If you follow me on Instagram, posted some stuff with my pops, man. So that's a blessing. You know, I got to spend time with family. I don't get to spend time with family outside of the DMV much. So, man, I had a great time. Decided not to do the show, just focus on them. But I was still posting content. But listen, man, we back here on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And listen, man, I need y'all to do one thing, man. You're probably wondering, who is this ninja with the yellow shirt on, with the red headphones that don't match the yellow shirt? I need you to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, keeping the views and the likes going strong while C. Marty was on break. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And listen, before I get to the comments and we talk to the fam, I got to get a couple things off of my chest. First of all, your favorite podcaster, he probably would have took another day off. He probably would have took the whole week off. Your favorite fitness podcast probably would have took the whole week off if they went to go visit some family. Then we got Ninjas Online talking about 32 is too old to post your basketball highlights. Hold on, let's talk real quick. Hold on. This ain't fitness related.
This guy stinks.
But this is fitness podcast host related. So hold on, let me talk my ish real quick. You talking about 32 is too old to post basketball highlights. Well, listen, weren't you the same guy trying to get a D1 scholarship and you ain't get one? Didn't you transfer to a prep school and still ain't get no D1 offers? Then you go to JUCO and still ain't get no D1 offers? But you would have killed to be in my shoes, so shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If I'm on the court, I'm going to post some basketball stuff. Not only that, but I'm 32 and still fit. Top 1% fittest 32-year-olds out here. So y'all can shut y'all bitch ass up. Y'all people in the comments trying to call me a coon because I'm telling black people to stay in shape. Y'all can shut y'all bitch ass up too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I'm not sure when black meant fat. It meant weak as hell. It meant no testosterone. It meant hella body fat. I'm not sure when black meant that, but that's not what black means. Not in 2025. But anyway, before let's save that for the show. With all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's holler at the fam real quick. Because I already done started the show and the show ain't really start yet. Anyway, let's get in here. Make America fit again. We're definitely going to make America fit again.
Look at my African-American over here.
We're definitely going to make America fit again. He's back.
He's back!
I didn't betray y'all with two missed lives. I told y'all I was going to miss the lives on a Wednesday. Hey, C. Marty can't stay for long, but I'll definitely be joining the playback gang for tomorrow's workout, though. That's a bet. Live on a Wednesday. See, Marty, what's up, baby? What's up, Michael Hawkins? What's up, baby? all up through this, man. Yes, sir. Oh, it was a family reunion. Yes, sir, bro. What's up to the DMV from NYC? Mark Carter, Boogie Down Bronx. Is it Boogie Down Bronx? Hold on. I don't know. I think it's the Bronx. Maybe. I can't remember. But Mark Carter, what's going on? See, Marty, Wednesday. Big Back Friends, A. See, Marty in 5. You already know. The pillows in the back, cute. Vicky, you're out of here because Vicky ain't been on the show since 2024.
Strike three, you're out.
But anyway, Mo, what's going on? Chris, for real, you should make Mafia shirts. I'll definitely buy. That's actually a good idea, but we'll talk about let's talk about that at the end of the show. Coming in hot, Chris. I love it. Live on a Wednesday. Oh, it's going to be one of them episodes because, listen, let's get this show started. We got a BBW food review. So this BBW here says she does food reviews. Hey, so let's check it out. Let's see how the food review went, and I'll give my commentary. Let's check it out.
What's good? So burrito time from Chipotle. Yes, I'm in setting.
Okay.
Parents' house waiting to pick up Julian. Mm-hmm. But we got our vinaigrette and sour cream mixture here.
Oh, so she got a big back burrito. Okay.
Ready to dig in, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. Just going to do it. This is going to get real messy because it always does.
She knows she want to put more sauce in there. Look at that big ass bite. Uh-oh. Okay. Damn, big bite. Okay.
Oh, bro.
I know damn well. Hold up. Hold up. I know damn well. I know damn well. Hold up. Oh, hell nah. Oh, hell nah. Hell nah. Oh, no, sir.
This guy stinks.
I got the commentary for y'all in a second. Hold up.
Okay. They just get that on video. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got it on
Let's
video.
Assess
all right.
The situation.
And she's still eating. She's oh god damn that back. Yeah, that chair broke.
This chair
girl.
Was already broke. I didn't know
it. No, hell no. Stop the cap. Hell no.
Stop the cap.
Hell no. Hell no. Nah. Hell no. Nah.
Tell me, huh?
Oh no.
Okay.
Stop the cap.
Oh no.
Okay.
Oh no. Nah. Oh hell no. Nah.
Oh, brother.
Oh no, sister. Oh, and you see what community it is.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
If you so big that you're breaking chairs, it's time to get you a gym membership. If you so big that you're breaking chairs, when you take one bite of Chipotle, it's time to hire that personal trainer. If you so big that you're breaking a chair, it's time to get some meal preps. Nutri meal preps in the description. 50% off C-Marty Fit 50. What the hell is wrong with this big back? What the hell?
Big back activity.
What the hell? And they're going to sit there and lie and talk about the chairs broken. Listen, if you out here breaking chairs, I don't want to hear nothing about the diet don't work for black women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Because your diet is straight trash. You have a diet if you got that big. Your diet consists of something and it's just trash. You're clearly eating.
And whatever you're eating is working because it's all big back food and it went straight to that big ass back. I know y'all saw that big ass back.
Big back activity.
But it's getting crazy out here, man. Y'all ain't about to sit here and talk about the chair broken. When y'all out here breaking chairs, she's bigger than probably every man watching this podcast right now. She probably weighed, what, 270? And 180 of that 270 was all in her back.
Big back activity.
My back pregnant.
It's getting crazy out here, man. I don't know what the wake-up call needs to be. I don't know what the wake-up call needs to be. Women, men, black men, Americans. We bigger than ever. And you out here, we got plenty of videos of people breaking chairs. And people so stubborn that they're going to be out here breaking chairs and it ain't going to create no type of change. Ain't going to create no type of change. The only change it's going to create is they went from 4X to 5X. The only change it's going to create is they went from 4,000 calories in a day to 5,000 calories in a day to make them feel better. But listen, what I'm not about to do is out here sugarcoating these big backs because all they eat is too much damn sugar. It's getting crazy out here. Black community, I need y'all to do better.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Hold on. We're going to look at this one more time, actually. We're going to actually look at this one more time.
What's good?
Chewing loud as shit. Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, we're cooked out here, bro. Listen, I don't know what to tell y'all. And y'all get mad at me. She could have watched one of my videos, made a change, got in the gym, and would have prevented breaking chairs. She could have got hurt. The chair leg could have went up her back.
Big back activity.
I'm just saying, man. Let's get in these comments, man. And I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Bet she has 3 kids out of wedlock. Definitely not married. You never know, man. These black men out here marrying big backs, apparently. I mean, not even apparently. We know that for a fact. Oh, shit is right. Her fat ass really fell down. Divine intervention. She blew that chair back out. her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
You greedy heifer. I know you fucking lying. No, ma'am. That looks bigger than a Big Mac. And it looked bigger than Burger King burger.
It's Burger King.
And she lying. Her leg went out. The chair leg definitely went out.
My leg went out.
Anyone who's smashing that, you should be ashamed of yourself. Yes. The chair's leg went out.
my leg went out.
If you breaking furniture, you need to be watching the podcast. KG, I'm telling you, Satan did that because she was perpetrating with that sauce. She don't need the vinaigrette and the sour cream. Hell no. She don't need both. That's too damn. It's already too much damn calories in that Big Back burrito. Then she gonna get 2 sauces? Yeah, that's why her back too damn big.
Big back activity.
The first bite was to expose the inside so that she left the sauce seep in some more. Is that what that was? The chair was already broke. Yeah, we already know that's some cap.
Stop the cap.
What do I get from Chipotle? Usually I get a bowl. Lettuce, half chicken, half steak. Sometimes I get cheese. Sometimes I get black beans. And I get the tomato sauce? Is that mild? The mild sauce? Sometimes I get guac, but that's it. Very rarely do I get a burrito. That's too many calories. Breaking chairs, nappy hairs, eating everything plus eclairs. See Marty in 5. It's fairly easy to eat a good macro-friendly meal at Chipotle. It's just high in sodium, super high. Yeah, the diet don't work for her the same. Yeah, okay.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Yeah, okay, bullshit.
Bullshit?
Yeah, okay. What up, Marsha? That chair said, I can't support you, Keisha. Big spider in the building. Seen Pops was cooking you on that court last week. Don't watch the podcast. Yeah, all right. Pops is washed up. The chair said, my legs went out.
my leg went out.
My chair gave out. The diet don't work for her. It don't.
My leg went out.
My Chipotle beans suck, man. Hey, listen, man. With all that being said, let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. All right. We do start the show with black women. It's not because we hate black women. It's because we find the most content on black women. And that's just a fact. Marty get a bowl of lettuce. Man, shut up. So we have a group of big backs here, big back black women.
Big back activity.
Let's check it out, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy first podcast back off the break, and I'm already killing y'all. Let's keep it going, man. Brother.
Now,
the girl in the back wasn't big, but let's check out these sizes now that we watched the video. Size 24. So we're glorifying obesity here, black women. The same black women that say they can't lose weight and diets don't work for them the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Belly, belly.
So size 24. Let's check it out. Size 20. Okay. 18. Okay. 16. So they're going in order. 14. Okay. 12, okay. 10, all right, and 10. Now, the two girls that had the 10, they have a 10 because they're tall, okay? The rest of these women have 20-plus because they big as hell.
Big back activity.
And you know what song I heard when this video started? We got to stop glorifying this shit. We got to stop glorifying this. This is nothing to be proud of, man. It's nothing to be proud of, dog. How do you sit here and praise something, but then at the same time say that you're too stressed to lose weight? At the same time, you're dealing with racism, so you're stressed. At the same time, there's no fruits and vegetables in black neighborhoods and all this other bullshit. But the more you praise this shit, the more you're going to eat to stay big as hell.
Let him cook.
If I'm praising being a bum, I'm going to continue to be a bum.
Let him cook.
If I'm praised to be a Pookie and Ray Ray, I'm going to continue to act like a Pookie and Ray Ray.
Let him cook.
So you're being encouraged and you're encouraging your damn selves to not take the actions to get in the gym, to not take the actions to improve, to not increase your TDEE, total daily energy expenditure. You're not trying to get in the caloric deficit. You're not lifting weights to increase your metabolism. So you literally praising a big ass back.
Big back activity.
But want to whine about the big ass back. What kind of sense did that make? You want to complain about the belly after praising the belly.
Belly, belly.
And sit here and wonder why there's a problem. And yes, I've seen videos online of white women praising obesity and Hispanic women and all that other shit. Don't really care about that. I'm not them. I'm black. Most of my clients black. I got black women in my family. So that's why I talk about black women. So you can shut your bitch ass up talking about why I don't focus on other races.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of this shit. Either be honest about why your back is so big and why you weigh 240 fucking pounds like you about to have your first NFL game next week. Or do something about it. It's very simple. Either accept it or fucking change it. These women here praising this shit and these women in the comments with all that encouragement, they ain't changing shit. And you wonder why the results are the results and why 50%, over 50% of black women are obese. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going. Shit is really crazy, bro. The sisters lead the league in fat content. And big back shit, it ain't our fault. When it comes to big back content, black women lead the league in rebounds. When it comes to big back content, black women lead the league in points. When it comes to big back content, black women lead the league in steals. Claiming you're so ATL these days is a problem. It might mean you got something. Buddy, this is a fitness podcast, and we're not here for that. This is a fitness podcast, And we ain't here for that. If you don't know what Seth is talking about, go look it up. Go look up what stat is popular and hitting the headlines in ATL right now if you don't know what Seth is talking about. I'm not talking about on the fitness podcast. Not only do they have fat joints in ATL, but they also have grown men wearing skirts in ATL. ATL, the largest LGBT capital in America. Yeah, I saw that stuff, man. Listen, man, it's don't cancel me. I don't have a problem with you, you know, liking what you like. But I think dressing like women is taking it too far. Do what you do in the bedroom. I don't give a fuck. But dressing like women is taking it too far. ATL is a crazy place. Are those blue upholstered crazy? I guess so. Are those blue upholstered easy chairs from the 70s? I guess so. Speaking of Atlanta, there's a lot more than big backs and AIDS TL. Yeah.
Strike three, you're out.
Listen, guys. I just got this, the first episode back. I just got back hanging with family and y'all acting the fuck up today. I just got back, guys. This is crazy. Lord, I'm so happy I'm moving to Atlanta in January next year with my wife. These hippos are disappointing. Mike want them ATL hippos down there. What Fatback University are they from? Oh, man, they from, hold up. Okay. Man, listen, bruh. This shit is crazy, bruh. They definitely from TTU, Too Tight University. Them outfits is too tight on them backs. They from LBU, Large Back University. TWU, 2Y University. BBB, Big Back Black University. here y'all go with that shit. My coworkers were talking and agreed that a size 16 should be considered a medium. I was like, girl, what? But I wasn't supposed to be listening. And you know what, Jessica? Somebody fact checked me. They said the average size in the U.S. is a 16 now. That's what I heard. I saw that last week. If it's true, y'all let me know. Confirm it. We're doing an episode on it. She ain't got these chicks feeding themselves. As long as they can find a cute outfit and their size, they don't give a fuck.
We do not care.
They damn sure don't care. Here y'all go with that shit. Them first two marks safe from being kidnapped. Yeah, nobody's kidnapping that. They gonna tell their ass, go right back home. Seth crazy for that Atlanta joke. Yeah, that was wild. I have no interest in going to ATL. I've heard Houston is really bad with the heavy jivvy too. Oh, the siren is a new thing. Vicky, you're so late. The siren has been here like all year. This is like month 9 with the siren. Vicky, get it together. Hey, Vicky, is this new?
Strike three, you're out.
Did kicking your ass out, is that new? Because we've been kicking out for a minute. And you just got kicked out. In ATL, you got to date a woman with kids for proof of gender. That's crazy. These losers don't even know how. All right, guys. All black women at HBCU. Fred Ickes coming in hot. What's up, Jenny? Better Bigness Bureau, BBBU University. Better Bigness Bureau is crazy. 16 to 18 is not an average. Yeah, ladies, I got to cook y'all. They're from Thunder Thigh Sorority. Because a medium is an 8 to 10, fairly slim, thick-ish. Crazy. See, Marty, what's up, babe? What up, SAG? Women on the pod, what size is 16 roughly? How much does that weigh? You got to ask Kevin Samuels that one. You got to ask Kevin. That was Kevin Samuels' thing, the image consultant. I seen the fat folks have convened tonight. Marine Jean Baptist. Oh, shout out to Marie Jean, man. Hey.
Dr. Marco.
Welcome back to the show, Marie.
Welcome to the show.
Marie came back. Marie, don't come in here. Don't come in here going too crazy. It's the first episode back. We going ham tonight. I'm just letting you know up front, all right? Thunder Thighs is wild. Size 16, big ass woman. Size 16, 200 pounds plus, absolutely. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all. First episode back off of the break. Let's keep it going. All right, we're going to go through this quickly. So apparently, You know, fitness is becoming a hot topic. We're shining a light on black women being out of shape, being the most obese demographic in the country. It's a thing now. It's out there. I wonder who started that, but
what?
Of course, I'm not going to get credit. They're never going to give me credit because I've been talking about this shit for years. But anyway, that's besides the point. Black women are now calling this a black women humiliation ritual. A black women humiliation ritual. So let's check it out. We're going to break it down and we're going to see if we agree that it's a black woman humiliation ritual. Marie in the house. 135, size 6. Okay. 16, damn sure ain't no medium. I'm definitely fatphobic, Marie. Terrified of you woolly mammoths. Marie donated for the protection services. And shout out to Marie for donating. I appreciate you. All right, let's check out this video, man. Please hit the like button for your boy. Let's keep this episode going, man.
It's so big and so out of shape. That's the new thing we're talking about this week. Well, guess what? Sorry to burst your bubble of your humiliation ritual. There are plenty of us that are walking, plenty of us that are running, plenty of us that are participating in Pilates and other type of activities.
Well, when we say black women are overweight, we're overweight. This is generally speaking. We're not saying that there aren't any black women at all who care about their health and fitness. We got plenty of black women on this show who care about their health and fitness. So I don't know why they just say we talking about black women as a whole, but let's keep it going.
Activities. And I'm sorry to bust your bubble. A lot of us aren't eating the ham hocks that y'all swear that we're eating.
But mostly y'all are.
A lot of us are eating nutritional and balanced meals. And although I do not want to talk about hormone imbalances and how it is to
get that fucking excuse out of here.
Go to an OB gynecologist, which a lot of the...
What did she say about a gynecologist? Hold up. What did she say? Where my medical people at? Where my medical people at? What did she say?
Gynecologist, which a lot of the... conversation is never about because it's not about an education.
What does that have to do with you big backing? What the fuck?
All it is a humiliation ritual because throughout all of these conversations, no one is sharing any resources of how people can actually get information on balanced meals, resources of how.
It's all over the internet. Hold the hell up. It's all, if you watching Baddies, if you watching Love Island, if you watching Cardi B versus Samira, if whatever the ladies watch, I don't even know, but whatever you're watching on, there's information there about fitness. YouTube, TikTok, if you want ChatGPT, if you want Twitter, if you want Instagram, Snapchat, you could find content creators who are posting daily about it. I know I used to do that shit, but don't nobody want to watch that shit. Once I start cooking, motherfuckers, now everybody watching. So I don't really do it anymore. I'm going to get back to it, though. But the information is out there.
Work out at the different type of rate. All this is a humiliation ritual, and I'm not participating in this. So I know that this video will not go viral because the only thing that goes viral is another complaint to humiliate black women. Save this as a reminder that we are working out and eating very well and a reminder for yourself. And, of course, follow for more, babes.
Oh, God. Listen.
Oh, all right. Brother, this guy stinks!
We're going to have a serious talk. Shout out to my people on the show that's not black. We're going to have a serious talk to the black community and black women specifically, but this applies to black men as well. Okay? I have some news for you. People don't wake up in the morning and say, hey, how can I humiliate black women today?
Nope.
You're not on the top of people's mind. Maybe some incels and some losers and vice versa. Some black women do that about black men. Generally speaking, nobody's waking up thinking about how they're going to talk bad about y'all. Now, what people do, they might react to what they see. So if most black women are walking around, if you live in a black neighborhood, you go anywhere. I talk about this all the time. Gas station, grocery store, post office, the building next to the gym. It don't matter. You're going to see black women. You're going to see black women. And they get praised for it. So when you tell these big back lies and praise these black women, people are going to push back. And now people have reached the breaking point. We're tired of lying to y'all. Okay? We're tired of y'all actually believing the lies and acting like we're supposed to accept the lies along with you. so people are speaking out about it. That's not a humiliation ritual. If you want better for yourself, and if you are a black woman who's actually participating in fitness and you want better for your peers and other black women, you got to stop making excuses and talking about it's a humiliation ritual. That's insane. No, I'm going to tell you this. Nobody fucking cares. They're going to continue to call you fat if you don't do something about it. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to feel bad for you. Fit black women ain't going to feel bad for you. Black men ain't going to feel bad for you, whether they fit or not. It's going to be a couple of simps. They're not going to feel bad for you. White people ain't feeling bad for you. Hispanics ain't feeling bad for you. And the Asians damn sure ain't feeling bad for you. Victimhood and victim mentality is not going to elevate you, and it's not going to elevate your peers. And it damn sure ain't elevating the black community. You could get mad at me and call me a coon and all this other bullshit, but I really don't care. Nobody's trying to humiliate you. We telling your big ass the truth. We telling your big ass the truth. That's why you can't fit in the booth. That's why you got on fat ass shoes. That's why the girl take a bite out of the Chipotle and broke the chain. She was like, oh, shoot. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going, man. But yeah, this shit getting crazy out here. She meant OBGYN. Yeah, what was... I'm not a lady. Like, did I miss something? Was she trying to say something? Is that like... Does that contribute to the fatness and the big backness? Y'all let me know, ladies. I don't know what the hell is going on. This is the main problem with women, especially our sisters. Women can't just let it fly if it don't apply. They want to also hold it down for all women, even the ones making them look bad. I see a lot of that in the black community. I see that a lot of that with women. White women do that a lot, too. White women do it a lot, too. Jenny, y'all ass do it, too.
How dare you?
It's the truth. What is she talking about? It's unclear.
What?
Yeah, I'm not sure. True, I'll eat salads for the rest of my life before getting to that size, with all due respect. Absolutely. What is she going on about? She could look it all up. Yep. Shut your bitch ass up, ninja, and take some responsibility and start taking care of yourself.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
They fit more bunches and do no crunches bars. I actually was thinking the other day, losing weight as a black woman is sometimes a humiliation ritual. When I lost 70 pounds, I was harassed, attacked, and even threatened for not being thick anymore. And that I feel you. And I know that happens. I don't think that's a humiliation ritual. That's actually ignorant people who don't want better for you. She was doing the opposite. The people that want better for black women, she was saying that they're starting the humiliation ritual. But that's part of the game, Marie. We making this shit about race again. Yeah. Hey, yo, Spider Mode crazy. You got to date a woman with kids to prove your... Yeah, that was crazy. I know we joke about men giving big joints life for real, but it's other women who want to play neutral. Know their health is crucial, but also promote body positivity all so they can fit in the sisterhood. Crazy. Girl, if you don't...
Boy, if you don't...
Victim mentality is ridiculous. Seth, I think that's called fence sitting. Lots of black women make invisible enemies to justify their lack of progress. Literally, just making shit up. I mean, literally making up enemies. See, Marty, your clip got used on Black Conservative Perspective channel talking about crime in D.C. It's at 300,000 views. Shout out to your boy. Yeah, man. Yeah, I've been tapping into some other lanes on TikTok. It's actually going really well for me. And I'm actually, you know, I'm going to have to put it on YouTube. Some of y'all are going to be pissed at me, but we'll talk about that at the end. Y'all, hey, Ednis, if you here at the end, or somebody, Frost, you be there at the end, remind me to talk about content at the end. But with a victim mentality, you can get money like Dr. Umar and gifts. That's a... Yeah, man. Remind me to talk about that at the end. See, that's why I'm shifting content and shifting lanes. We need real ninjas talking about that ish. Folks like this need that Jimmy Johnson energy. Whenever the Cowboys lost, he wouldn't let them eat. Same thing needs to apply for folks who say that type of bullshit on social media. They better never let me be president. If you think Trump is bad, don't let me be president, because we getting everybody in shape in this motherfucker. She was being redundant. OBGYN and gynecologist, pretty much the same thing. Yeah, but putting it together, I didn't. That's why I said I don't know what's going on. How dare you? Yep. I got you, Jenny. Just Jenny's favorite sound.
How dare you?
Dudes talk about obese black women, and rightfully so. But if a black woman works out, they still want to talk shit. Make up your mind. Do you want fit women or pigs? Bars.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah, man. These ninjas out here. Ladies, I truly feel bad for y'all. Truly feel bad for y'all. Black people definitely get shamed for losing weight. They say you on drugs, date white men, or a creep. Literally retarded. Yeah, Marie came back. There's more fit shaming than fat shaming in the black community. I absolutely agree. Bottom line, if you're fat, you're fat. Whether or not someone verbalizes it or stays silent, either way, you're still fat. So many people want to live in an alternate reality. Truth is truth. Yep. Marty, what do you think about all the extra feds in DC? Let's talk about it at the end. Because y'all going to get mad. A lot of people going to get mad at me, bro. Live on a Wednesday. Joe Thomas, what up? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Let's keep it going, man.
Dom DeMarco.
Fish Shamer reminds me of white people complaining about anti-white. We'll talk about that at the end. Gotta go, playback gang. All right, Mike, see you tomorrow. Black women need to take care of themselves, ignore the haters. I agree. All right, we got we just gonna go through this quick. We got a mukbang video. A big back mukbang. Hit the like button for you, boy.
Oreos, period.
So this is my thing, man. I'm going to talk as we go. First of all, pouring the Oreos in the milk, eating it with a spoon like cereal is fucking crazy. But anyway, to say that talking about black women's weight and telling black women to improve their health is a humiliation ritual is absolutely insane. But there's no outrage for women like this who represent black women, make black women look bad, and they don't say this is a humiliation ritual.
Dom DeMarco.
So us telling y'all to get y'all big back ass up, get in the gym, is a problem. But y'all don't get mad at the women who actually making y'all look bad. And the Matt Walshes of the world, the Charlie Kirks, the Ben Shapiros, all the white conservatives motherfuckers that y'all don't like, the Candace Owens, the black conservatives motherfuckers that y'all don't like, Officer Tatum, they see shit like this and start cooking black women. But y'all got black women doing shit like this, representing the community. And y'all get mad at me for calling it out. And y'all get mad at conservatives who looking to cook black women, the black people in general. They looking to make fun of y'all. They looking to talk shit about y'all. And look what y'all do on the internet and how y'all represent the community. But a black man telling a woman to get in shape is a humiliation ritual. Y'all better shut the fuck up with that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Make it make sense. Y'all going after the wrong people. Y'all need to be on her ass. All these black, big ass black women doing mukbangs. It's black men who do it too. But it's way more black women I see. Maybe I'm wrong. I see way more black women doing videos like this for engaging on social media. That's what's representing the community. So when we tell y'all about yourselves, don't get mad. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go.
DeMarco.
Get her big ass off my screen. Shit is crazy. Kirsten Gilbert, welcome back. She has all the different flavors of Oreos. You know her natural scent is all fucked up. Yeah, she definitely smells bad. But it's rooted in racism. Yeah.
Obesity is rooted in racism?
And Marie, not the same thing. Obesity in the black community is the norm now. Yeah, it's not the same, Marie. We could break it down later. Before I go, hey, yo, what the fuck? Oh, Mike, remind me to get that sound, too. I got to get that sound. That is diabolically devastating to her pancreas. Hope it can process all that sugar. But it's racism. And it's no healthy restaurants in black neighborhoods, too. They're going to blame that as well. She's the reason they put that big ass statue in NYC. Well, that's what black women look like. Yep. And they took pride in the shit. They took pride in looking like that. I'm just, look, y'all can say I hate black women. I'm just telling the truth. We're going to talk about other races too, because I got fat white women on the show coming up later on the show. We're going to talk about Big Back Becky too. But it's the truth. Hit the like button. She eating a whole cookie at once. I'm pissed. Another example of someone who mocks black people and says they're caring white for eating healthy and working out. Mm. There's 50 calories in one Oreo. Wow. And add up all them Oreos on there. I see a lot of ATL men doing mukbangs. Yep. No, it's not. Black women are obsessed with oily, fit black men. Oh, brother. Oh, man. But the shit they choose to put on social media ain't a humiliation ritual. Thank you. Racism made her gluttonous. What Dr. Umar say? Black women, eating brings them comfort from racism. So that's why they eat so much and that's why they big.
Nope.
Yeah, Dr. Umar's cooked. As a New Yorker, that statue is humiliating. Thankful it's gone. Well, look at Marie agreeing with us. Fit people aren't shamed by the world just by dumb ninjas. Facts. But there's a lot of dumb ninjas. Facts.
Ninjas.
Ninjas. Hell of a community. Don't forget the high fructose, cornstarch, and that shit too. Absolutely, man. Anyway, let's keep this thing going. Guys, just understand. Do you think Shayna Sharp wouldn't get fined if he switched side to become Shayna Sharp? Great question. Save it for the end. Guys, us getting fit, just understand. We're probably the most, black men are probably the most hated when we get fit by men and women. If you don't believe me, I'm going to show you. Make sure you hit the like button. Let's check out what this sister has to say about black men who get in shape.
A man is real, real swole. Like, he look like he go to the gym all day, 24/7, 365. He ain't got no money. Because all he do is go to the gym.
Because how do you even have time for all of that? Like, it's one thing to be swole. That's brilliant. But if you're at the...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're the only community that accepts being overweight and out of shape. Perfect timing there, ADM Fitness. Listen, man. Ain't that M Fitness? What's good, bro? Listen, man. Not only do we have our women who don't want us to live a better lifestyle, we have literal gay men, and this ain't anybody gay watching. I ain't got nothing against y'all. Just make that clear. We got gay men shaming fit men. How are you shaming men that don't even date you and date women? Make it make sense. So now you can only make money, you can only be about your business if you don't go to the gym. And this is how I know they don't know fit people, because fit people don't be in the gym all day. The reason they're fit is because they've accumulated days, weeks, months, years of great habits. And it's what they do outside of the gym, too. So y'all, they don't even know no fit people. She might have met one bum-ass ninja with no job who maybe spent all day in the gym. Those exist, too. But that's not the majority of men on top of their shit. Most of the men I know in the gym who bout their business, who are regulars, who've been there for years, at least at my gym, they're successful outside of the gym. They got good jobs, great careers. They got businesses, and they be on top of their shit. Nice cars, nice homes, doing what the fuck they supposed to do. This shit right here, this shit gonna stop. I'm not, as much as I defend black women, y'all not about to sit here and put down fit men in the gym. Y'all ain't gonna sit here and complain about poppable bellies, these men look pregnant, these men da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and you got the straight women we date. Y'all want us to date black women, but y'all sit here and shame ninjas for getting fit. And then gay ninjas, who ninjas don't even date, talking shit about us. What the hell is going on in the black community?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all motherfuckers have lost y'all damn minds. Let's look at it again.
A man is real, real swole. Like, he looks like he go to the gym all day, 24/7, 365. He ain't got no money. Because all he do is go to the gym.
Because how do you even have time for all of that? Like, it's one thing to be swole. That's brilliant. But if you're at the...
Well, we know y'all asses ain't in the gym. And the only reason y'all probably ain't obese right now is because y'all probably 22 and don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. And if you did meet a ninja that went to the gym and you think he ain't got no money, he probably realized that you a bum and ain't want to spend no money on your bum ass. You ain't on his level, sweetie. You ain't on his level. And he don't go that way. Rainbow Rob, he don't go that way. Zesty Zachary, he don't go that way. So y'all gonna stop hating on ninjas for doing what the fuck they do. Because anytime a dude is hating on a woman who's doing her shit, y'all call him all types of names. So y'all ain't about to do the reverse to the men. And it is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. And they did a part two.
Hey, part two, like we were saying, he's there all day, every day, clocking in. He's not clocking into that job.
Yeah, and like he's swollen, he's healthy, that's great. But where's the job? Where's the clocking into the job? Where is the...
So you can't be healthy and have a job. You can't be fit and have a job. You can't have muscles and have a job. We're cooked.
That's on, you know, that workload.
Fitting in time to go get them dreads, that haircut. Please fit that in. Ain't no use to just have a nice body.
Dreads, take a shower.
Dreads is disintegrating to the back.
But you swole.
But you swole.
Swole, but no money, no haircut. That ain't gonna work.
That ain't it. Muffle on your cock. Drag it.
Yeah, they mad at a ninja with dreads who curved all three of them. That's it. That's literally it. A ninja curved all three of them. That's it. Dr. Umar, weirdo. Umar's a fraud. Absolutely. I think I read that. Yeah, I did read that. It's probably an online thing. I always get praised by people in real life. Oh, no, a Diddy affiliate. Hey, Chris, what do you think about this idea? Like the British who like to drink tea at 4 p.m., there should be an ordinance where everyone in the U.S. does 5 to 10 jumping jacks every day at 4 p.m. I mean, that's cool. Good luck getting that across. I wish, you know, there was mandatory walks for lunch breaks, but good luck with that. Hey, yo, I don't surround myself around hood rats, so I don't deal with that. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. It's actually quite the opposite. Yep, I agree. I was in the gym 6 times a week when I was unemployed. If you're in the gym 3 hours every day, where is your job? That's not the reality for most people, Marie. That's not the reality. Most people go to the gym for an hour and get the fuck out. Especially as a trainer. I've trained more people than everybody on this podcast. People come to the gym for an hour, maybe an hour 30 to do their cardio and stretch, and they go home. It's not the norm. Gym takes an hour out of my day tops. Everybody has an hour to work out. They just choose to do other things like watch TV or scroll the socials. For the zesty ninjas that talk bad about being in shape, they need to look up Sean T. Exactly. Sean T, super shape. Rainbow got to add his 2 cents. Yeah, man. I know it's a fitness podcast, but that ninja in the video isn't gay. He's just trying to crack her later on. That's another topic, and we'll talk about that when I start expanding my content, because I got... We're going to keep it fitness. Oh, brother, comments from a weave queen and sassy queen, disinfit men who are bettering themselves. Man, I don't know any bum fit dudes. Ro is sweeter than black people Kool-Aid. Bro is sweeter than black people Kool-Aid. Fitness and finance are actually crazy related. Kobe was talking about that recently. Plenty studies on high performers for companies that work out before they work, especially in sales jobs. The same way they make time to sit down at happy hour every other day is the same way people make time for the gym. We're talking about those insane bodybuilders, not regular men who work out. Yeah, exactly. I bet that woman and the Rainbow Warrior from ATL, they do sound a little ATL. They do sound a little ATL. Those folks just haters. They'll be sorry for it. Yep. That have a set of a bunch of bullshit. Michael B. Jordan is swole and got the money. Fuck they talking about.
Let him cook.
And is fitter than most men acting. Not the homophobia. Oh, here we go, guys. Here we go, guys.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
If you know what, Marie, if you think we're being homophobic, so be it. I'm not even like, before I reacted, I said, I don't have anything against y'all. Ain't that? That's the first thing I say anytime we react to Diddy's.
No Diddy, you know.
Maybe that's the homophobia because we call him Diddy. Oh well.
No Diddy, you know.
It is what it is. She mad fitting and just don't date them. That's all. Rainbow Rob, Gary Gaylord, in 10 years his car gonna shake when he get in.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shakes when I get in.
Twinkle Tony, Freaky Franklin, Juicy Justin. I'm glad you stopped when Alvin Vesler tried to put his 2 cents in. Don't nobody care what that half smoke lover has to say. Dom DeMarco. Diddler Darius. Hey, yo, come on. These comments is crazy. In my experience, gym dudes are more productive than people who don't go because it requires discipline. If you're working hard in the gym, you're probably hard working in other facets of life. Absolutely. Gap Gavin, that bro, shut the fuck up. Watermelon Ninja, these youngers need to stay at the kiddie table. I wouldn't even know these people exist unless it was for the internet. Real shit. Busted Brian, busted yo, yeah, you're out of here.
Yo, strike three, you're out.
Whole time, I think I'm the only one that goes noon crew with a job. That's a great point. Yeah, I had to get out goes noon crew, man. Them ninjas ain't productive enough. Terry with the T. Sean T got super swole and started bodybuilding. Yep. Gaden Daniels can save it. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Size 24 is still bigger than two smallest ladies combined. Yep. Rainbow ninjas be like token blacks in conservative spaces.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah, that's funny as shit. He was in New Orleans in that red parade. Yeah, bruh.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, I got to expand my content. We got a lot to talk about. I'm not reading that. Gay Mysterio, Fruity Frank, Fruit Loop Tyrone, Fruit Ninja. Okay. Anyway, let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Jesus Christ, this is crazy. We still got black people. We got some white people, but we still got black people. We got this girl here saying some people don't have the genetics to get their body right. Oh, brother, let's check it out.
A woman that actually goes to the gym will tell another woman, oh, don't get a BBL, just go to the gym. Y'all do everything but go to the gym. Baby, the gym is not going to give you an hourglass figure.
Yeah, that's the first lie.
Stop the cap.
And that's the problem in our community. A lot of women don't even understand that the gym can actually change your body. You can change your whole physique with the gym. A lot of women can't get it because, one, they're not locked in. Two, they're doing the wrong shit.
Medics don't want you to have an hourglass figure. All gym bodies look different. Some girls super thick. Some girls super lean. Some girls got big butts. Some girls yes. got no butts. Some people yes. can't build a butt.
If you can't build a butt, you ain't been doing this shit long enough. Two, you're probably doing the wrong shit. But you can absolutely build a butt. Is it harder for some women than others? Absolutely. But it don't mean that it can't get done. And it does not, damn sure don't mean go get a BBL.
Yeah. Some people can't build a butt. They have these massive legs and then they still got, you know, it's a little perky. But they still got like a small butt because that's just not how their genetics work. And they be in that gym trying to get that booty and it's not happening because it just don't want to happen. The gym is not going to narrow your shoulders. It's not going to narrow your...
The gym is absolutely going to narrow your shoulders.
It's not going to widen your pelvis. It can help.
Who wants a wider pelvis? And why is someone snoring in the background of her video?
That super hourglass, super like...
Why is your ninja snoring in the video?
Tiny waist, super big hip, big booty look. You might want to get that BBL, babe. And that's okay. Just, you know...
This is crazy, bro. This is crazy.
And do what you got to do, sis.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
The evidence is out there to show that a BBL is the most dangerous cosmetic surgery. And we have women encouraging other women to go get a BBL. The black community is cooked. We're encouraging our women to get the most dangerous cosmetic surgery. We always see women dying from there. We talk about it on this podcast all the time. You're encouraging women to get that for a fatter ass, but then these same women going to say that they're not male-centered. Decenter men. We don't care about men. Who you getting a fatter ass for, ma'am? Who you getting a fatter ass for, ma'am? And like I said, you can absolutely build a butt in the gym. It takes time. Is it easy? No, it's not easy.
Nope.
But you can do it. And to sit there and spread that lie that women can't do it is absolutely insane. And we've got to get more education out there. Now, the amount of women online telling you how to grow a butt. Now, there are some bullshit ones, too. But the amount of women telling you how to grow a butt is endless. There's way more women influencers doing this shit than men. I can't get on the gram without seeing a woman with her ass in the camera teaching you how to build a butt. She sells programs, how to build a butt. Free programs, how to build a butt. Even on my page, I have free muscle gain guides and free weight loss guides. I mean, the info is out there. We got to stop this shit. And why are you listening to a shorty who don't put chapstick on and got her ninja in the camera snoring? Why y'all listening to her? The amount of women agreeing in the comments was egregious. It's crazy. And we wonder why our women are not fit. Why they so scared of fitness. Why they so resistant to fitness information. Crazy out here, man. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Yeah, I just seen Marie say some shit. Yeah, Marie, I'm going to just have to cook you in a second, but I'll do the comments in order. Marie, who's paying you to troll? Dome head ass is crazy. Lady, if you're going to record, put some chapstick on your lips. Yeah, bruh. I mean, yeah. She's never heard of this thing called heavy lower body lifting. Just lack of education. She's so right, though. Oh, my God. This is why I advise women. Ain't you in law school? You writing advice instead of advise. Oh, my God. This is why I advise women to not listen to men. Y'all have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to women. Okay, Marie, you're talking to someone who trains mostly women. Most of my clientele is women. Women pay me a good amount of money to train them. How many women have you trained versus me? Why should women listen to you because you're a woman versus listening to someone who's got endless transformations of women, who's literally changed women's lives? I could call somebody right now and she'll tell you how I was the catalyst to changing her life from being pre-diabetic in her early 20s. I have plenty of stories like that. To tell women not to listen to men is absolutely retarded. I know I get on here and clown and make jokes and shit, but I do this shit in real life. Y'all irk me with that. It's absolutely retarded. So you're going to tell a woman to listen to the girl we just watched before you listen to me. You're going to tell a woman to listen to a woman who's advising women to get BBLs, but don't listen to a man because he's a man. That's why y'all 60% obesity.
I'm not
going to
say what. That's why race, y'all fat as fuck.
That's why black women fat as fuck. And that's somebody. This is somebody who love black women. That's why y'all fat as fuck. Because of that right there. Sorry, Marie. I know you be donating to the show, but I gotta keep it a bean. That's crazy. You could definitely build a body and a butt. Absolutely, girl. If your friend is for real. Added muscle will create a snatched waist, no BBL. The gym changes your body and mind for the better, absolutely. But more women are removing their BBL. Exactly. The Kardashians, Black China, getting rid of the BBL. A lot of women. He got sleep apnea. She got awake apnea. You going to listen to a woman with a ninja who probably could barely breathe. He probably built like the ninja in that steak video I reacted to that I posted today. There are some bodies that are actually just genetic, and you'll never look like the gym or not those bodies or what women often are chasing. Listen, man, it's women who had no body and got a body now. The science is out there. A lot of people, and respectfully, Marie, I forgot, you said you took weight loss drugs.
So, Marco.
With all due respect, I'm glad that you lost weight, but you haven't even experienced putting the work in, increasing the protein, increasing the complex carbs, engaging a muscle, working a muscle 2-3 times a week to change your physique. So respectfully, you can't even talk on it. You can't talk on that and sit here and say, don't listen to a man when you ain't put the work in. Listen. look, we gonna keep it real here. If you gonna be here, we gonna keep it 1,000. That's crazy, Marie. You got a lot of nerve writing that on this show. How does she know all this about going to the gym? It's like everybody know about the gym and ain't never did no shit in the gym. She look like D from What's Happening. Yeah, then he gonna say RIP. That's crazy. Ninja next to her got sleep apnea. Shorty doing the you ain't got to lie, Craig, while complaining about not having a butt. Crazy. They got down getting, they got done getting busy, and she having a post nut clarity. You can recompose your body by upping your protein, do proper workouts, lift heavy, be consistent. She's not 100% wrong, though, when it comes to genetics. And, genetics absolutely play a factor, but it doesn't mean I can't change my physique. If me and Toon do the same workouts, we do the same, a similar meal plan, we both eating 200 grams of protein a day, maybe a little more because he's a bigger guy than me, Paul's no Diddy. We're not going to look the same, but we're both going to change. We both going to have a better body, an improved body. Maybe that was a bad example, but you see what I'm saying. I'm not trying, where people fuck up at is you trying to look like a specific person. Right, I can't say, hey, I'm trying to look like Toon. Or Toon can't say, hey, I'm trying to look like Kobe. You know what I'm saying? That's where you fuck up at. But you can absolutely improve and change your body. That's where genetics come in. Genetics don't mean you can't change at all. Don't get a BBL, but yes, the gym will not give you a body that you don't have a baseline for. I mean, I just explained it. Some women stuck with that and pizza box butt. You could change it. I seen it. I done help women with it. It's not a lie. That's why I tell women don't listen to male trainers. Yeah, we already got you up out of there, Marie. we already got you up out of there. Not going to say what race with people. Why can't people go to the gym for their health? Yeah. That's why I got me a male coach. I need the full body, not just the glutes. And most women prefer male trainers. You know how many women have come to me because a female trainer wasn't getting it done? Most women prefer male trainers. They're going to take us seriously. Like, it's the truth. Want to know how to grow your lower body? Look at Wellness Division. Yep. It's funny when trolls show up. Clearly, they're bored. Could be working out instead of trolling. Priorities. Marie has a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
So she knows everything. Hourglass bodies are bone structured. That's absolutely not true. Most women pick a male trainer because they are more strict. I see how y'all train women. BS exercise, mostly flirting. Yeah, Marie, I'm about to start skipping over you. yo, you're okay. All right, Marie, whatever. Marie, one of your male trainers. Marie probably knows me in person. Marie probably daps me up in person and shows love. Marie should be muted. Ridiculous. I'm skipping over Marie from now on. We don't work out to look like someone else. We train to get stronger and become a better version of ourselves. Yeah, Marie, we're not even going to talk about Marie. Yeah, Marie, shut your ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You hear that Ozempic getting sued for causing blindness and stomach issues? Yes, but Marie promoted that on one of the episodes a couple weeks ago. Marie still a dummy with a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Marie tell women to go to the gym for health and not for the body. Big facts. Ozempic side effects shrinking your brain, Marie. Marie ain't trained shit, but a fake PhD.
I'm a PhD.
You letting this uppity Ozempic warrior talk too crazy. I can't. It ain't nothing I could do. She got it, bro. Marie has to experience. She ain't experienced the gym, so we ain't going. A male trainer is going to push his clients harder than the female straight up. I would never hire a female trainer. Definitely prefer a male trainer. Marie got a man, so she got all the time on her hands. Yeah, she got a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. All right. If you say so. Okay. Most people that take Ozempic aren't doing PRs and the strongest woman at the gym. You must go to a retirement home gym, ass ninja. Marie go to a toddler gym, ass ninja. Little waist, ass ninja. Let's keep it going. We almost done for the day. We got two more videos, man. I'm killing y'all today. Dom DeMarco. Marie, part of the big and beautiful community. Marie, you, look, we about to say fuck the show. I'm about to just cook your ass in a second. Ninjas don't want to lose weight. We talked about it. Let's hear this doctor talk to this guy, and let's see the guy's response when a doctor tells him he needs to lose weight. Make sure you hit the like button for your boy.
Just talking to my doctor, and my doctor told me if you want to lose weight, you should stop eating fried foods, pasta, starch, rice.
So the doctor telling him to stop eating food, that music is loud as hell. The doctor's telling him to stop eating certain foods.
Don't eat after 8 p.m. And I was really sitting there thinking about when the fuck I told you I wanted to lose weight. Now I'm alone trying to find a new primary doctor.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
This is what kills me, man. People like Marie-ass ninjas tell me I'm not qualified and tell other trainers we're not qualified to tell people they need to lose weight. So now we have a doctor who's quote unquote qualified, and now people don't want to listen, and now they go and get a new doctor.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
The doctor tells you to lose weight, but now the doctor's opinion ain't valid because it ain't what you wanted to hear, so now you're searching for a new doctor. This is why we're fat as fuck. This is why we're fat as fuck. It's definitely a shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Definitely a shut your bitch ass up. Don't forget the idea I gave you. Yeah, we ain't done yet. You know he can't wipe his ass. Oh, Lord. Has anyone been to EOS Fitness? Because I'm trying to switch to a gym. I hear good things about it. Did you look like Mr. Potato Head? Shut your bitch ass up. That's Marie's husband. Call me Dr. Will Pander. Anyway, man. Marie Boothing. We got this white lady here. She's going to show us her grocery haul. And again, just more proof why this country is so obese. Hit the like button for you.
As a 37-year-old full-time working mom of three boys who also moved her parents in with her. So we have groceries today from three different places. We got groceries from Sam's, Walmart, four places.
Jesus.
Sam's, Walmart, Food Lion, and Piggly Wiggly. And I will tell you the totals for each at the end and then a grand total. So we got two containers of the two bite brownies, two of those because they'll be gone so quick. We got one big thing of Cinnamon Toast Crunch because we still had some left over from last trip.
Yep.
So we didn't need as much this time.
Well, we got the proof
here. We
got
a big box of the oatmeal cream pies. We got some tea. Yeah.
We're not going to watch this whole thing, but I'll just talk through it a little bit. But you see what people are buying. Women specifically, I love y'all ladies, will buy stuff like this and then have the nerve to blame it on hormones. Have the nerve to blame it on PCOS. Have the nerve to blame it on, what's another one? Whatever. Whatever. Postpartum depression. Whatever it is. Right? You're eating all these processed foods. These foods don't have any nutrients. Right? All of this high fructose corn syrup, all these unnecessary carbs, all of these sugars. And you see with the proof, you see how the body reacts to it, right? The inflammation, all these other things. The proof is out there. And people still want to be in denial. All we do here is just, we tell the truth. We peel a layer back and look at the actual mindsets and the actual decisions that people make. And look, she's still going. This shit ain't even halfway through the video. She got all types of bread. Mountain Dew, that's one of the worst sodas you could get. Let's see, I think she got, didn't she get Cokes too? Maybe they showed it already. Fruit Loops, Doritos. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, this is why we so fat, bro. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. And we're gonna look at one more video, man, and get up out of here, man. We got this big dude, this big fella wanted to jump off the diving board. Big fella wants to jump off the diving board.
Diving board since I was like maybe 14.
Already knew from the Steve Harvey Captain Crunch Mario mustache he was on some bullshit. You know you built like the end of the world. Why are you anywhere near a diving board? This is...
Yeah, them boobs is crazy.
Terrorism. Lock him up.
Hopefully you don't break the diving board.
Hey!
Then you have a front on your back. This is the shit I be talking about. Titties, belly button, and all that back there. You 6 laundry bags full of clothes, and you about to jump in that water. You disrespectful. This is blasphemous, and you know it.
Oh!
Nigga, back is holding its breath. This is the shit I be saying because your body...
I know he pulled a hamstring.
Body dropped before your legs. Why? Because you have no business up there. The nigga leg morphing into some other shit. That's not... That's a whole nother body part now. With them little ass adopted ass feet. Them nigga... This nigga stole them feet. I know he did. Ain't no way that shit holding up a double-decker house.
This is an elephant with some cat feet. This is a California king with a twin sheet. Like, what are we doing?
This fucking Bars. Comforter for some shorts and that fat ass swim cap. Your swim cap fat. And you got a sausage, egg, and cheese in your pocket. I know you do. Legs doing the Peter Griffin break.
Hate when big niggas do small nigga activity. Get your dumb ass up off them people diving board.
Fucked up.
Oh my God, bro. That shit had me crying.
Brother, this guy stinks.
That shit had me crying, man. Listen, you know we had to end the show with some humor, man. But big people can't do small people shit, man. It is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Fire episode today, man.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Hey, that shit had me crying. But anyway, man, let me get in these last comments before we get up out of here, man. We ignoring some shit. The lady ain't have no type of healthy foods in there, man. No water bottle, no veggies, exactly. Them titties. His back pregnant. I seen this video. She said that she got 35 frozen pizzas for her kids. I wonder why the kids fat. 6 laundry bags. Earthquake, 6 laundry bags. Well hitting. Bro got pockets. Somebody say, hey. But listen, man. Like I said, fire episode, man. Go ahead, follow the social media, man. Killing y'all today, man. Hit that like button for your boy. Follow the social media, man. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. We got Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Less Brunches, More Crunches. This is a new color right here. We just dropped this joint, man. Cop some gear for your boy. Less Brunches, More Crunches.com. Like I said, every video has shirts on it. So maybe not on on all the lives, but all the short clips, they have shirts on it. So you got a direct link to the website. So please support the brand. Support your boy. We got to grow the show. We got to expand the show. And listen, man, this is literally the best fitness podcast out. You see us influencing a lot of people to step out and be a little more bold with the content, a little more bold with telling the truth. A lot of people watch this show that you would not think watch this show. A lot of people tap into the content you wouldn't think watch this content. A lot of people show love on Instagram that you would not think show love on Instagram, man. People are watching. So listen, continue to stay fit. It's the right thing to do. We tell the truth here. Don't listen to no bullshit, man. And you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Oh, I forgot. I did want to address some things. You said something about shifting the content. Yellow is my favorite color. Looks good. Yeah. So I'm doing a lot more content, man. I'm TikTok. I've tested some stuff, and the video is going crazy. Every time I get political or do stuff to ruffle feathers, the shit be going crazy, and I'm listening to the audience. And I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna bring some of this shit to YouTube, and some of this shit. It's not even shit I necessarily believe. I'm getting a reaction. I'm getting a reaction. We getting the views. At the end of the day, we out here. We trying to get this money. If Dr. Umar scamming ass could get this money. Let me take that back. The fitness shit is all shit that I believe. If I go some other direction, it might not be shit that I believe necessarily. But if Dr. Umar's out here getting paid, I need to get paid. So be ready. Y'all going to see some stuff. You can disagree. Feel free to comment. Feel free to keep scrolling. It is what it is, man. Yellow, your favorite color. Looks good. Thank you, Kirsten. Go ahead, cop a shirt. What's stopping you? Mafia shirts. We going to see the Mafia shirts. I did see somebody do it, so I'm going to do some research to see if it's trademarked or, you know, anything like that before I drop it. And I do actually have a new shirt on the way, so y'all going to like that. If you eat T-bone steaks while doing drive-bys, don't watch the podcast. Hell no. Nah. You ever thought about workout vlogs, Marty? Would be dope. I got workout vlogs. I got typing on YouTube, see Marty Fit workout vlog. I got multiple workout vlogs. Just on my schedule right now, I haven't been focusing on that. But I do have some workout content on the way. I've been cooking up. So, you know, just stay tuned. And like I said, man, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you want to get better self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you want to come in here like Marie, act like we on here capping, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, man. No, we're going to have another Friday episode for you. And show's going to continue to grow. Show going to continue to expand. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. I appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.